You know, it's pure. But that, now, we were talking about that not long ago. My oldest brother is in the hospital now, he's going to die. He is the only one left that I can remember that hunted rabbits with wagon in those days. But it's just so many rabbits in those days. I could hear a gun shooting, you know, but I was too small to go.
What kind of wood did you burn usually, oak?
Well, on the fireplace, we use oak.
Yeah.
All right, in the cooking, we use pine. You know, pine, but you cut it, you always a good idea to keep a good little bit of head so it'd be dry, you know, because green wouldn't burn good. Or we'd, in the summertime, after you caught up with the crops, then we'd get out and cut 8-10 cords of wood. But that'd last, you know, for 3 or 4 months along. That'd be pine to cook in the stove. And then we'd just call up a big rack of oak wood for the fireplace.
Pine left those black ashes, didn't it? Made a lot of...
Well, but they were all black ashes pretty well.
But oak left white?
Kind of a grayish like, yeah, mostly. But we didn't use pine in the fireplace. Oak was the heat, so I had more heat.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's funny. I guess everybody thought you'd never run out of wood, did they?
I think so, yeah. Well, it would be hard now to get your wood cut. In other words, it used to be nigger houses all around here in sight, and now it ain't a house or foot. But it just ain't no nigger around here. They have moved off on little old places of their own. You see, in other words, they're meant to get a couple of acres, and they build a house on it, and they're either on the welfare or working. But they don't work for the white people anymore. It's no more farming. It's just that's the thing to pay for raising cotton and corn in this country. Well, they raise corn, but not cotton. Now, it was a few years ago over here, Cross River, there was a big farmer, bought a cotton picker. And he raised cotton up until, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and he quit. Quit raising cotton. That fellow by the name of Billup, you might have heard of Billup. He's a big operator up in Mississippi, and he owned a lot of land in this country. And he owned a place that my uncle used to own over there. Uncle Willie Matt used to own it.
Yeah. Up over the fireplace, did you have a kind of a...
Mantelpiece. Sure, that's right, mantelpiece over there. Well, I kept the cigarettes in the back and little tinkers like that up there on the mantelpiece. Well, my daddy didn't let us... Well, we used the bag, but he didn't know it. Day when he's coming up. But do they make corn in Georgia like they do here now?
Around? Oh yeah, we corn's a pretty big crop. But it was cut mostly for the animals.
And put in silos?
Yeah. Yeah, my granddaddy used to have silos.
But when I was farming up a few years ago, we pulled the corn. Now they got a machinery. You're right in this country that will pull it, shuck it, and shell it. Right in the field. Well, 30 years ago, we never thought of nothing like that. But some years, planted as thick as they do, a dry year, they don't make anything harder. Well, when we used to plant 3 foot apart, a dry year, we'd make some corn.
Uh-huh.
And now, I've seen just make a few of these dry years. But I always did love a mule and a horse and a nigger in the field. In the morning, be going to the field. Well, you don't know anything about it. But anyway, the niggers be happy hollering, you know, just hollering, going to, coming out. And the niggers used to holler and sing a whole lot. And so that, man... And the dog would follow us to the field, and they'd run rabbits, and niggers hollering, and everybody was happy in those days. Yeah.